WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Melissa Goode, and I have got a very special guest in studio today, Zia V. She is a young songwriter who has mass appeal, and she has been taking her music online and became a YouTube sensation. Tonight, she's going to be playing at Charlottesville's Tea Bazaar. And right now, I have her live at WNRN. Zia V, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely. I'm so glad that you could actually come back to us, because we had you here in June. And, well, we got a chance to realize some of that YouTube stardom that you have. Our video just for your version of Bitter Heart that you did here at WNRN has more than 51,000 hits.
That's awesome.
It's insane. Now, when you first started getting all of this attention on YouTube, was it a surprise to you? Were you ever shocked at how many people were actually looking at just one single song for you?
Yeah, and it still continues to shock me, actually.
Well, that's a pretty, that's a pretty cool shock to have, though, you know, like to just be, were you doing songs of your own when you were first putting things up on YouTube, or were some of them covers and some of them your own?
Yeah, some of them's sometimes covers, and most of them's were original. So, yeah,
that's pretty awesome. Considering you're only 23 and you're already writing all of these songs of your own, what was it like over this summer? Because I know that you got a chance to come over here and really do a full tour with Pete Yorn, who we just heard from. Was it kind of odd at all to be in front of such large crowds for your first experience out on the road?
Well, I love performing live, so, you know, any amount of crowd, you know, regardless if it's big or small, I absolutely love, you know, just the vibe and, you know, getting the energy from the audience. And, I really enjoy it. So, and it's really great to be back to Charlottesville. Tell you what, it's one of my favorite places in the States. I'm going to do the cabin here one day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the cabin thing.
Very cool.
You got to do the cabin thing at least once.
Well, that sounds great. You know, we have your a full band with you right now, and we'd love to get a song. What do you want to start with?
I'm going to start with a Siouxsie song. This is Just You and Me.
Sitting at the coffee table while you're eating Kierkegaard. Man, I say to you, proceeded to say something that almost broke my heart. You said, darling, I'm tired of living my routine life. There's so much in the world that I'd like to soak up with my eyes. Well, baby, I never did stop you from going out to explore. Do it all together, from the coasts of the poles to the tropics of Borneo. Ba-da-da-ba-da-ba, ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-da-ba-da-ba. Let's pack our bags and lie on the easy stream. Feel the water on our backs, where we can carry on dreaming. Made out of grass, we can greet Father Time as she walks past. We can press our feet into the dirt, a little mud, no, it wouldn't hurt. Ba da da ba da ba, ba da da ba da ba ba, ba da da ba da ba. Let's pack our bags and lie on the easy stream. Feel the water on our backs, where we can carry on dreaming. and me.
Live music from Zia V at WNRN. Just you and me, yes?
Just you and me.
Well, that sounds like such a lovely idea of a song. You talk about Borneo in the song, where you're originally from. Is that what you imagine when you think back to growing up?
Yes, actually. Well, you know, this song kind of has, you know, I suppose it kind of has an island vibe to it. I don't know. I guess, you know, coming from there, I guess it does have a lot to do with that. But, you know, I mean, it's a paradise. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, that must be a great place to go back home to.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There are so many great kind of jazz influences on your vocals. When you were growing up, I mean, did you find in Borneo, was there a lot of Ella Fitzgerald around? I mean, did you hear those great jazz influences from the 20s and the 30s?
Well, you know, I mean, music's universal. And, you know, vocal jazz has been around since, you know, the 20s. And it's classic, you know. So, yeah, I guess I grew up with an eclectic pool of influences, you know, ranging from classical music to classic rock to jazz to everything. So, but, you know, I guess I have a special place for vocal jazz in my heart because, you know, I really like the simplicity and the honesty in the songs. And, you know, I guess I'm very much influenced by that.
Yeah. Well, the sound of your voice just definitely blends very well with everything that you've got going on, especially on the latest album that's self-titled, Zia V. Can we get one more song from you?
Sure.
Okay.
This one's a hybrid of Malay and English.
Okay.
It sounds called Kantoy, which means busted.
Semalam I call you, you tak answer. You kata you keluar pergi dinner. You kata you keluar dengan kawan you. But when I called Tommy, he said it wasn't true. So I dropped my car pergi taman sara. Tommy kata maybe you tengok bola. Tapi bila I sampai you tak ada. Lagilah I jadi gila. So I called and called sampai you answer. You kata sorry sayang tadi tak dengar. My phone was on silent, I was at the gym. Tapi latar belakang suara perempuan lain. Sudahlah sayang, I don't believe you've always known that your words were never true. Why am I with you? I pun tak tahu. No wonder love my friends would ask for you. So I guess that's the end of our story. I hate kata she accepted his apology. Tapi las kita dapat tahu she was cheating too with her ex-boyfriend's best friend.
Zia V live in studio at WNRN. She is on the ukulele today. And can you introduce the rest of your band, Z?
Of course. So we have Harris Pittman on bass and Patrick Keeler on drums.
All right. Sounding good. And tonight you all are going to be playing at the Tea Bazaar, and definitely going to be a fun show. I love the ukulele. I love that you play the ukulele. How long have you been playing that? Isn't it a little bit tougher than the guitar is?
Well, actually, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, this it's definitely much easier to play jazz chords on the ukulele. And I remember I picked it up last year, actually. It was pretty recent. But I remember when I picked it up, I couldn't put it back down. It's just the most jovial sounding instrument, and it's not, you know, it's definitely not as serious as the guitar or the piano, and it's pretty portable, and it's just the right size for me.
All right. And people are going to see you on the ukulele, on the guitar, and
just
playing your heart out, right?
Creating chaos.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that chaos. Zia V playing tonight at the Tea Bazaar here in Charlottesville. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.